Our first scripture reading comes to us, or our only scripture reading comes to us from the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 1 through 3 and 19 through 21. Listen for the word of the Lord. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he is thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. When the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his chariot drivers went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourine and with dancing. And Miriam sang to them, sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he is thrown into the sea. Let us pray. Holy God, we have gathered here this morning to worship you. Enable us to hear your call in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts here together be found pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Our Lord, our rock, our Redeemer. Amen. So last week I threw the lectionary out the window. I figured it wasn't a time to preach the lectionary, that this is extraordinary times, times that we needed to hear a different word than what the lectionary might be speaking to us. This week I thought, well, let's go back to the lectionary. Let's return to normal. Let's see what God might be saying. And I turned to the lectionary, and it was the love God and love your neighbor that I talked about last week. So I thought, okay, I just talked about that. Let's see what next week's lectionary is. And it is the Jesus and the disciples looking at the temple as it falls. And that's also what I talked about last week. So within 1 week, I knocked out 3 weeks of lectionary, and I debated on what to say this morning. And during this time, as I've turned to scripture, I've looked, really been drawn to two places. I've been drawn to the Israelites' time in the wilderness after fleeing Egypt, and I've been drawn to the Israelites' time in exile, because these are both times of fear, of anxiety, of uncertainty. These are both things that we are experiencing now. And so I thought I would turn to the beginning, to when the Israelites flew enslavement in Egypt. As we know, the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt for many, many years. And Moses talked to God, and God said to go to Moses and say, set my people free. And Moses talked to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was hard-hearted and did not want to let them go. So God sent plagues. And finally, Pharaoh relented and said, fine, take the Israelites, go get out of Egypt. Moses went and told the Israelites, and they packed as fast as they could. They knew that Pharaoh was flippant, that Pharaoh often changed his mind. They knew that there was no way that this decision could last. They packed so quickly that they wouldn't even let the bread they were baking rise, which is why Passover is celebrated with unleavened bread, because the Egyptians didn't even have time to let it rise. And so they took off. They went as fast as they could. And they were right. Pharaoh changed his mind. Pharaoh sent his army chasing them. And they came to the Red Sea, and it was there, and it was the sea on one hand and Pharaoh's army behind them, and they were stuck. And God spoke to Moses, and Moses parted the Red Sea. The Israelites crossed, the sea closed on the army, and they were safe. And then Moses began to praise God, and the women pulled out their tambourines. And that really struck me. The women pulled out their tambourines. They didn't have time to let the bread rise. They packed so quickly. They were in such a rush, but they had time to pack tambourines. I know if I had to pack up in a hurry, that's the last thing I would think would be packing up musical instruments. Anna's got a little keyboard. She's got a little toy violin. These are not things that would jump my mind to pack. But they pack tambourines. And I think that's important. It tells us two things. First, it tells us that they had faith that God would be with them. And that's important, that God would be with them during troubled times. And with everything that is going on with COVID-19 right now, to say that we're in troubled times is putting it lightly. Many of us are dealing with isolation. Many of us are dealing with fear, with anxiety, with worry. We're worried that we might get sick. We're worried that a loved one might get sick. Some of us might be worried about the future of our jobs, or even the present of our jobs if our company's been shut down. We're worried about our 401ks. We're worried about our retirements. We're worried about the future of the church. We're worried about the economy. We're worried about when the kids might return to school. We're worried about being alone. We're worried that society is changing in ways that we can't even realize right now. Like the Israelites setting out from Egypt, we're going into uncharted territory, and we're scared, we're anxious, we're afraid. But like the Israelites, we need to remember that God is with us. I think that the Israelites, or this might have been time that they were thinking about when they wrote Psalm 27, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Friends, as we go through these uncertain times, there's one thing we can be certain of, and it's the same thing the Israelites were certain of, that God is with us. The other thing that the women packing the tambourines tells us is that they were ready to celebrate and praise God, that they knew that the times of uncertainty, the times of fear, the times of anxiety would one day come to an end, and on that day, they were ready to praise God. They were ready to thank God. They were ready to glorify God. Even being chased by an army, they had their tambourines at the ready, knowing that when it ended, they would give thanks and glorify God. Right now, it seems like this will never end. A few weeks ago, I joked in a sermon about how long January seemed, how short February seemed, and how March seemed to be dragging on. And I had no idea. We are only a week into this, and it's been the longest 6 months of my life. But take heart, one day this will end. And when this ends, and it will, every ball game will sell out. Every restaurant will have a two-hour wait. Every child will be excited to be in school. The stock market will rebound. Stupid high school kids will go out and TP their friends' yards. We will worship with one another again. We will shake hands. We will embrace each other. And above all, God will be praised. Friends, when this is done, we need to be prepared to thank God. We need to be prepared to glorify God. And we need to be prepared to praise God. Just as the Israelites were, just as they had their tambourines at the ready, we need to have our metaphorical tambourines on the ready. We need to be ready to celebrate and thank God when we are through this. In trying to come up with this, in writing this sermon, I tried to come up with sermon illustrations, and honestly, I had a hard time. I could think of a lot of times when people showed faith. I went to Lord of the Rings, and Frodo and his friends set out to destroy the One Ring, and they had faith as they set out on a journey. I'm currently reading The Water Dancer by Ta-Nehisi Coates, and the protagonist, Hiram, shows faith as he sets out to work with the Underground Railroad. But everything I came up with, people were setting out. There was nothing where people were setting in. And it's the same for Scripture. There are very few times when we hear of people hunkering down, setting in, Even the time of the exile, when the people were sent from their home and they're isolated, they were going out somewhere. The only time I could think of was the disciples in the upper room after the events of Good Friday. However, there are a lot of passages, a lot of times in the Bible where God's people face difficult times, where they face challenges, where they face fear, where they face anxiety. And in almost all of these passages, the people know that God is present with them. And when it's past, they thank God and they praise God. When the time is past, they glorify God for being with them through the trials and tribulations, for being their rock during the times of uncertainty, for being present with them when they felt they were alone. These ideas are so ingrained in the Israelites that even as they flee Egypt, even as they rush to throw everything they have in a bag, even as they don't even take time to let the bread rise, they take time to pack their tambourines. They do this because they know that God will be present for them, and they are ready to praise God when the time of uncertainty is through. So I want to close by asking you, what is your tambourine? What are you doing during this uncertain time to remember that God is with you? How are you remembering that God is with you during this time of isolation, this time of fear, this time of anxiety? And how will you thank God? How will you praise God? How will you glorify God and play the tambourine when this time has passed? Amen. Friends, I now want to take us to a time of offering. And we can't physically take up an offering. I would invite you to mail an offering, a check, a tithe to the church, or use the PayPal link if you want to give online. When this is posted to the church YouTube page, that link will be in the comments as well as on the church Facebook page. I've shared that abundantly. But I also want you to think about how you can make an offering of yourself during this time. What you can do to give of yourself to glorify God. I've been touched by the people reaching out saying, if any of our at-risk members need errands, let me know. I will run those for them. And I've gotten that from several different people. I've had people reaching out that if anyone needs help learning how to FaceTime, how to use Zoom, how to use Google Hangouts, any other way to stay connected, I will do that. So think about how you can give of yourself during this time. Amen.